she's on her tummy, you know, on the telephone. You know how gals, you know, are on the floor with the phone, and her feet are sticking up in the air, and her feet are about as big as her head is in this picture. And that's what they sent out for a publicity shot when they had the song Teenage Cleopatra out. Well, this is the same chick, and this is her new hit, and it's going to be a big one. That's our Olympic champion. Here's the challenger. It's back. My horseshoes off, and they got me out here, you know, pulling this idiot hay rack around with all these goons in the back, you know, and all this squealing and giggling and stuff. And they could easily do that, you know, in the back seat of a Chevrolet or something.
Tell you that he wants you, 'cause he can't give you love, which isn't bad. Oh, little girl, he's never dreaming of you.
First to care, first to serve, first to inform.
The cookies, odd, mighty, naughty one here on the Real Don Steele Show. Good afternoon, everybody. We're having a ball.
Well, certainly.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye,
girl. Same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary. And don't let anyone go. Don't let anyone know.
For Bobkins. We've wound up this Tuesday, and we'll be with you again tomorrow, 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. November 26th was today. I remember it. How about you?
KISS. Where news comes 5 minutes sooner.
Action Central Line, Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, are the Angels?
Beach Boys. I don't remember that at all. And I do know of at least two cases where guys have impersonated me. You know that. No, this is a fact, really. I'm not trying to wear them out. And it might be I know this girl. Maybe I just don't understand all the circumstances. But I really honestly can't remember anything like that. But I know of a guy. I found a guy that's been impersonating me. He used to work at another radio station I worked at, and his name was Bill. And so he'd say, you know, and he just went and used my last name, and he's quite a swinger, I guess. And, you know, so I got this great reputation all over. So I don't know whether it was, I don't know if Kathy's out there listening, but I don't think it was me. But, I don't know. I'm still worried about that. You know, I have to call her up and see her, what she looks like. You know, maybe I recognize her face. Yeah, all right, Cora. No, I don't have any ulterior motive at all. I don't even... 38 degrees downtown. I'm
talking about you. Looking good in your sweatshirt.
My friend, I'm a whole boy. Hey, with you.
Stop talking about you, Steve and Edie.
And lovers.